Under the leadership of co-artistic directors Camilla Carr and Catherine Smith McGlynn, both of whom are here with me now in studio, Frontera Repertory Theater brought us two productions in this past fall. That was Re-entry and All About Betty, both of which were superb. And now they are bringing us something else. Freud's Last Session is coming up on Saturday, May the 4th. That's 1 week away at 7 p.m. at the Philanthropy Theater. And the individual who will be playing the role of Sigmund Freud is joining us. Jack Alder is joining us from Dallas, Texas. Welcome, Jack, and welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
I can't wait to see what you're up to with this one.
Well, let me just say that Jack Alder is the longest reigning artistic director of any regional theater in America. I met Jack in 1966, made my debut at Theater 3. In 2006, he produced, directed, and gave me my debut as a playwright with All About Betty at Theater 3.
Wow, that's a nice gift.
Yes.
To you and to us as an audience.
Thank you. He is incredibly talented. There's nothing that he cannot do. Nothing, including twirling a fire baton.
Oh, stop.
Let me ask you, Jack, your emphasis for the last decade had been on producing, directing, and I suspect keeping your blood pressure down after so many years of maintaining this incredible effort of Theater 3. So what made you return to the stage to perform in Freud's Last Session?
This is an absolutely wonderfully entertaining script. And, of course, the playwright's smart enough to have two marquee names, C.S. Lewis. Many people are as interested in C.S. Lewis as they are in Freud. Put both of them into the show, having this imagined confrontation between their two religious belief systems. Mm-hmm. And it manages to be fabulously entertaining. He set the confrontation, imagined confrontation, mm-hmm. between these two men on the eve of Second World War. In fact, you know that movie of the King's Speech?
Yes.
That's actually the day of that King's Speech, and we hear part of the King's Speech as part of the action of the play.
Okay.
So it's 2 weeks before Freud actually committed his assisted suicide because he was suffering so from his cancer, mm-hmm. his cancer of the jaw. But he wants to try to find out why this writer, whom he deeply admires, has suddenly gone off tracks and converted to Christianity.
Yes.
So he really wants to try to win him back, I suppose, in this last gasp effort. And the play manages to be very scintillating and very entertaining and even very funny, despite the terrific seriousness of the occasion. It manages to do all those things. So I chose to do it because it's a terrific show.
Aye, well, it certainly sounds like it, and the reviews have been fantastic when you performed the piece before. Now, Catherine, how did this piece come to your attention?
Well, actually through Camilla.
Ah,
definitely
okay.
Through Camilla. We heard about it from Jack, and we thought it would really resonate with our audience.
How does it fit exactly in the mission of what Frontera Repertory is trying to do?
What we're trying to do is really resonate with our audience and choose programming that will really speak to our audiences and give them a voice. And, you know, these days, El Paso, our demographic runs from very young to older and native here in the region. Mm-hmm. And religion is a big part of that.
Yes.
And, you see, the Pew Research has shown that even today, a third of adults under the age of 30 abstain from believing in anything. No religion. They do not practice. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, we have so many different pathways.
Yes.
And do they all lead to the same thing? And I think everyone has that question. Do you believe? If you believe, what do you believe in?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you believe it? Do we have to go anywhere to worship specifically? Do we have to go to a church, mm-hmm. or a synagogue, mm-hmm. or a mosque? Is religion and spirituality just all around us? I mean, I think these are questions that people ask today, and in mm-hmm. terms of their lifestyle and how they lead their lives. And, you know, I was in Starbucks the other day, and I saw someone doing Bible study. Two guys, just in Starbucks. You know, mm-hmm. we don't need an institution or place to mm-hmm. go and worship. There's something called pub theology.
Pub theology.
Bible
I like
study
that.
Over a pint.
Yes,
you know,
that'll
so,
work.
You know, so it really speaks to the different voices that we have here in El Paso.
Well, let's speak to, if we could, the co-star here, Tony-nominated and Obie Award winner, Stephen Bogardus.
Stephen Bogardus is one of the finest actors alive. I met Stephen, oh gosh, maybe 15 years ago, whenever they were doing falsettos off Broadway. Mm-hmm. I've seen him do City of Angels, Love, Valor, Compassion, both the stage and the film.
So he's
James Joyce is the dead. And the last thing that I saw him was about 3 weeks ago when mm-hmm. he was in Stephen Sondheim and James Lapine's revival of the Tony Award-winning play Passion, which got such grand rave reviews from Ben Brantley in the New York Times. What we want to do, Catherine and I, we just want to make sure that what we present will make people feel riveted, exhilarated, excited, and this will make them want to come back and see the next thing that we do and enjoy this thing. Because in El Paso, we don't have a theater which presents plays in a professional situation.
Jack, had you worked with Stephen before?
No, I just sent him an email today, though, saying I was looking forward to working with him. We know each other only through Camilla. It's going to be fun to put the show up rather quickly. We're doing it in an unusual style. We're doing it as a staged reading effect so that we can present it. Since it's really a dialectic dialogue sort of play like that between mm-hmm. two people, that's mm-hmm. a format that works very well. I remember in my youth I saw the first drama quartet with people like Charles Laughton and Charles Boyer and Agnes Moorehead and Cecilia Cardwick doing this exciting stage reading of Don Juan and Hell, and I've always loved that format. And this is a play that really sizzles when you put the arguments, just really let the words shine. We'll move around some, but but basically this is a very intense, although as I say it has humor, this is a very intense piece where there's a fabulous duel going on in a really exceptional time in history.
Yes, it sounds like the emphasis is on the ideas
on
stage.
Exactly, yeah.
And that makes for a very exciting production.
You know, there's nothing more exciting than listening to brilliant ideas. It's like watching a tennis match of two pros, this play.
Well, I want to thank very much my guests today, Catherine Smith McLinn and Camilla Carr, co-founders of the Frontera Repertory Theater Company. And joining us from Dallas is Jack Alder, one of the two actors who will be performing in Freud's Last Session, which will be Saturday, May the 4th at 7 p.m. with a post-show discussion, and Sunday, May the 5th at 2 p.m. at the lovely Philanthropy Theater, 125 Pioneer Plaza. That's downtown in the part of the Plaza Theater. The tickets are available at the Plaza Theater box office or through Ticketmaster. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.